All right, so today we're going deep on a case that still has a lot of unanswered questions, the assassination of Oliver Ivanovich.
Yeah, it's one of those events where you think you're looking at a simple murder, and suddenly you realize you're staring into the abyss of Balkan politics.
Ivanovich was a prominent Kosovo Serb politician. He was really known for trying to find common ground between Serbs and Albanians.
Which wasn't easy, let's be honest.
Yeah, he was walking a tightrope in a region where the divisions run very deep.
Exactly. Imagine advocating for peace and compromise in a place that's been torn apart by conflict.
And on January 16th, 2018, things took a really dark turn.
Right as he was entering his party headquarters in North Mitrovica.
Just another day, right? And then boom, six shots ring out.
Six shots from his Astava M70A pistol.
Wow.
A very specific gun, a gun with a lot of baggage in that part of the world.
What do you mean?
It's the kind of weapon that signifies that things are serious, that this isn't just some random act.
And to make matters worse, four of those bullets hit him in the back.
Execution style.
But wait, didn't they catch the guys who did it?
Well, yes. In June 2024, four individuals were convicted.
So there were answers?
Well, sort of.
Okay, so who were these guys?
You had Marko Rozic, connected to the Partizan Belgrade football fan club. He got 10 years.
Football hooligans involved in a political assassination.
It's the Balkans. Anything is possible. And then you have these three cops, Nedeljko Spasojevic, Dragije Marković, and Kjerko Jovanović.
Cops?
Yeah, convicted for their roles in the assassination, or rather for their failure to act properly as officers of the law.
So hold on. They put these guys away, but we still don't know who ordered the hit. That's unbelievable.
It is, and that's where the mystery really deepens.
Okay, so we know the who. But the why is still a complete blank. And, you know, there's always been that elephant in the room, the whispers about Serbian government involvement.
Ivanovich was a vocal critic of the Serbian government and their policies in Kosovo. He was a thorn in their side, constantly challenging them.
So he was making powerful enemies.
Absolutely. And you have to remember the context. The whole Kosovo-Serbia situation was incredibly tense.
Kosovo had declared independence in 2008, but Serbia refused to recognize it.
And that created this constant friction, especially in areas like Mitrovica, where Serbia still had a lot of influence.
And where Ivanovich was killed.
Exactly. It was a powder keg waiting to explode.
So Ivanovich, this guy who's trying to bridge the divide between Serbs and Albanians, gets murdered in this volatile environment.
Makes you wonder if someone wanted to derail any chance of peace.
It's like someone was sending a message loud and clear.
A message that peacemakers are not welcome.
And that the conflict is far from over.
And with those whispers about Serbian involvement, it's hard not to think that maybe there were forces at play that wanted to keep the tensions high.
Forces that benefited from the chaos.
Maybe forces that wanted to keep Kosovo on a short leash.
So we're left with this puzzle with missing pieces. And a sense that the full truth might never be revealed.
A puzzle where the stakes were incredibly high.
A puzzle where the victim was a man who dared to dream of a different future.
A future where peace was possible.
A future that was brutally cut short.
And you know, to add another layer to this whole thing, remember that Ivanovich was killed right in the middle of those Serbia-Kosovo talks in Brussels.
Right when there was at least some hope for progress.
It makes you wonder if someone wanted to sabotage the whole peace process.
Like pulling the rug out from under everyone.
Exactly.
Because we've got this backdrop of political maneuvering, this high-stakes game, and Ivanovich gets taken out right when things start to get interesting.
It does make you think.
But let's go back to those guys who were convicted for the murder. I mean, they had their own connections to football hooligans, even to the Kosovo police. Could it have been just them?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Were they acting on their own, or were they part of a bigger plan?
Pawns in someone else's game.
Exactly. Were they just the tip of the iceberg, or the whole iceberg itself?
And speaking of powerful figures, what of that other name that was floating around back then, Milan Radojcic, the guy who ran that Kosovo Serb party, Srpska Lista?
Radojcic, a shadowy figure if there ever was one.
Whatever happened to him?
He disappeared, vanished into thin air.
Seriously.
Never faced trial, whereabouts unknown.
It's like something out of a spy novel.
It is, isn't it? It adds another layer of intrigue to an already murky situation.
So we're left with these tantalizing hints, these unanswered questions.
And a sense that maybe some things are better left buried.
You know, it's interesting how Ivanovich's murder sent shockwaves through the region. But there was also this attempt to discredit him, to paint him as a traitor even after his death.
It's a common tactic, unfortunately.
To control the narrative.
Exactly, to shape how people remember him.
And it makes you realize that information is a weapon, especially in situations like this.
It's about power, ultimately, about who controls the story.
So looking back, What can we learn from all of this? What's the real significance of Ivanovich's assassination?
I think it highlights the fragility of peace, the fact that it's not a destination but a constant struggle.
And the dangers of unchecked nationalism.
Exactly. When people start thinking in terms of us versus them, it creates a breeding ground for violence.
And it shows how important truth and justice are.
Absolutely, because if those responsible aren't held accountable, the cycle just continues.
Ivanovich's assassination is a stark reminder of what's at stake in the Balkans.
The need for dialogue, for reconciliation, for respecting human rights.
Those aren't just empty words. They're the foundation for a future where something like this never happens again.
But as we've seen, that path to peace is full of obstacles.
And sometimes those obstacles take the form of bullets.
Ivanovich represented hope. He showed that a different future was possible.
And his murder was a devastating blow to that hope.
But even in the darkness, there's always a glimmer of light.
The light of those who refuse to give up on peace.
The light of those who keep fighting for a better world.
And as long as that light shines, Ivanovich's legacy will live on. You know, it's like we've been handed this puzzle and some of the pieces are just missing.
Yeah, it's hard to make sense of it all.
It makes you wonder if peace is even possible in a place like Kosovo.
It's a question that haunts the region, doesn't it?
It's easy to get cynical to think that violence is just inevitable.
It is, but I think Ivanovich's story pushes us to think differently.
How so?
Well, it forces us to confront the complexity, to acknowledge the pain on all sides.
It's not about simple solutions.
No, it's about understanding the deep roots of the conflict and finding a way forward.
So where do we even begin?
By talking, by listening, by being willing to sit down with people we disagree with.
Even people we might consider enemies.
Exactly, because peace can't be built on hatred and division.
And Ivanovich understood that.
He did. He was a bridge builder.
But his assassination shows just how dangerous that kind of work can be.
It does. It shows that those who challenge the status quo, who dare to dream of a different future, are often the ones who pay the ultimate price.
So what can we learn from Ivanovich's story?
We can learn that peace is a constant struggle.
That it requires courage and commitment.
And that we can't afford to be silent in the face of injustice.
We have to keep asking the tough questions, keep pushing for accountability.
And never give up hope for a better future.
Because that's the best way to honor Ivanovich's memory.
To ensure that his sacrifice wasn't in vain.
It's been a heavy conversation, a deep dive into a dark chapter in Kosovo's history.
But I think it's important to remember that even in the darkness, there's always light.
The light of those who continue to fight for peace.
The light of those who refuse to let violence win.
And as we move forward, let's carry that light with us.
Let's honor the legacy of Oliver Ivanovich by working towards a future where such tragedies are a thing of the past.
A future where peace prevails in Kosovo and beyond.
A future where dialogue triumphs over division.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the unsolved mystery of Oliver Ivanovich's assassination.
And thank you to all those who continue to work for peace and justice in Kosovo and around the world.